Yeah. Give it to me straight. Isn't that what comedy is for? To speak what everybody is thinking yet won't say out loud. Am I nuts or crazy? That's why I want to hear you speak. You turn to the clown channel to get real for once. The only people I respect got pretty bad autism, as they are the only ones who ever seem to get real anymore. Yeah, I love Barney the dinosaur, and you know how fucking refreshing it is to hear that when I buy a Mad magazine. And we live in a landscape of such contentious bullshit, it should have nothing less than most smokingly, hysterically ignorant roast of culture ever. It is not as if nothing funny isn't going on, it is just seemingly nobody has the balls to admit openly in your face how flaming fucking factually dumb it all obviously is. So I went to the store and everybody is a fucking asshole. And then I turn on the news, it is all faker than fuck hell. So then I go to YouTube to find answers, and it is all stupid, creepy as shit, all while at the same time Elon Musk is openly on video telling the alt-right of the UK to overthrow their government and they will support it. Fuck it, I will get a boob job. I always wanted to be a girl, why the heck? Not this whole time throughout my life. I was inwardly saying I just want to wear bright, colorful bikinis, why the heck not? So you're the man now, dog, is a pretty good website. They don't make it like this anymore, do they? Years ago I noticed the internet seemed dead. I was like, what is going on? And it's not dead, just hiding in Discord. Servers living in uncool, stupid ass, one-sided echo chamber. So guess what? Those Discord servers fucking suck. So I'm using You're the Man Now, dog, again. Who would have figured? The other day it finally dawned on me what narcissism is, and turns out to be hiddenly thanly the name of everything I hate, in that nameless, creepy, uneasy feeling basically everybody everything seems to have. And could you imagine a healthy person is caring towards others is the point. And as well, could you figure experts in authoritarianism moved out of the country? Well, heck, if I could, I would be out there somewhere else too. So yeah, if you're a healthy person, it's not so complex. It is just caring towards others. And if anything, it's all kind of a damn hippie thing. I didn't really need 5,000 hours of YouTube videos to tell me that being caring towards others like some sort of Christmas hippie is what the path forward was. And from the start, I could have just been doing it. And oh wow, it makes you happy too. Could you fucking believe it or dare to imagine? Okay, so it's like every fucking TV show or movie ever made, where you got the stupid lost world and you're the hero that advances things of meaning by showing others caring. In Lord of the Rings, did Sam watch 15,000 hours of YouTube videos, or did they go, I get it now, there are things you care about worth fighting for. And that includes Christmas and shit, right? As could only assume, if you were healthy human, you might spread some Christmas spirit.